This is Bob Fetrakis with The Other Side of the News, brought to you by thefreepress.org. WCRS Community Radio 98.3 and 102.1. This is Bob Fetrakis bringing you The Other Side of the News. I've got John Dreska in the studio. He's with Military Veterans Educational Foundation, and Malcolm Glasgow, American Legion, the 12th District. He's a chaplain there and in the past has represented them on legislative matters. What we're talking about today is what I believe one of the great injustices in the history of Franklin County. Those people who served, and there was a special millage passed for veterans to be put at their use. Those veterans are now losing Vets Memorial, and they're doing it not because it makes sense from a taxpayer's perspective, not because it's good public policy. They're losing it because there's a land grab by developers who see condos and mixed use and townhouses and dollar bills dancing in their head. But tomorrow, that is September 9th, 2014, there could be a confrontation. And I don't mean a violent confrontation, but a confrontation at the commissioners' meeting, the Franklin County's commissioners, where a lot of these facts about what's happening to Veterans Memorial will come forward. John Dreska, what is it that you're going to tell the commissioners tomorrow?
Hey, Bob, thanks again for having us on your program. Really appreciate it. We're going to go ahead and we're gonna hold the county commissioners accountable for what they're doing. First and foremost, our property is worth more than $1 a year. And that's basically what they're leasing our property to the CDDC for the next 20 years, $1 a year.
And who is that group? What are those initials again?
Sure.
For the listeners?
The CDDC is the Columbus Downtown Development Corporation, a semi-public-private partnership thing that's going on out there to redevelop Columbus in the image of what people want Columbus to be developed in, whatever image that happens to be. However, that image does not include veterans, and it does not include a veterans memorial.
Why would a veterans memorial need to be redeveloped? I thought it was in the black. I thought it was serving its public policy purpose. Why redevelop it?
You know, that's a great point. Well, the problem with the real reason they need to redevelop it is because they want the land. We're in a prime location down there. You see, they'll stop at nothing. You see what they're doing with the river down there. I don't know how many millions of dollars it's costing to change the flow of the river and adjust the flood wall and everything like that. But they want that prime real estate so they can put more condos and more stores down there and redevelop that area because, you know, frankly speaking, they don't want to see veterans that get veteran services down there. They don't want to see our homeless veterans down there. They don't want to see veterans looking for jobs and getting assistance with their heating and their COTA bus passes. And everyone that gets assistance at Veterans Memorial right now, they don't want to see us down there. Plus, they also want people to be paying more money for things that happen in Columbus. Let's just face it. The cheapest place to get 4,000 people indoors for any type of event is to go to Veterans Memorial. Think of the concerts that have been there. Think of the graduations that have been there. Think of every single event that's been there since the beginning of time, or since 1955 when, you know, Elvis Presley was in that building. And they want to make sure that we go off to more expensive venues, whichever ones you choose here in Columbus, and you're going to pay whatever exorbitant amount it is. But they don't want us down there because, financially speaking, they want that property and we're in their way.
Malcolm, do you agree with that perspective? You're with the American Legion.
Yes, I think basically that's some of it, but also, too, I think in addition to that is when they developed in the convention center and started that, unfortunately, that took away a lot of operating venue or revenue from the Veterans Memorial. When you take away one facility and for conventions and other gatherings, and you want to promote that new facility to make sure it's profitable,
somebody's going to take the get the axe on it, and they're going to suffer the consequences. And unfortunately, it's been Vets Memorial. However, in the last couple years, they have been making money, and really, what's going on with Vets is just deplorable. I think it's just it's a travesty to all the veterans who have served World War II and Korea. Every time I go through the Vets Memorial and I see the plaque of all the founding fathers that were on the original board, I just wonder how many of their dependents and how many of their descendants are aware of what's going on, and what would the individuals that were on the board think and feel about what is being transpired and what has gone on so far.
Well, what bothers me on one level is there's kind of a smiley face, thank you for your service. We love vets because we're politicians and that's what you say to get vote. But in reality, are they not going to interrupt vital services? And is it even legal under state law, John, what they're doing?
You know, it is funny that you say that. There's a couple laws that we're looking at right now, obviously, and I'm talking about the Ohio Revised Code 345.13 that Malcolm has referenced here, and it basically says that you have to commemorate all members of Franklin County who lost their lives in service to their country. Their names, if you were killed, your name needs to be up on that wall. Now, this is something they have not been keeping up with, so they're violating the law there. Plus, the names need to be displayed as a memorial. Okay, so where are our names going? They don't even have any, even given us a plan for where our plaques are going to go. They're trying to tear them off the wall right now. They've torn half of them down. They had some issues with tearing some of them down about a week or two ago. They had to put them back up again because they were damaging them. Now, this is pretty significant stuff, and we're going to hold them accountable. We have videotaped all of our plaques. We're not as stupid as we might look from the veterans community, and we've taken pictures of everything. So if there's even a scratch on one of those plaques, we're going to make sure that the public is aware that they've violated the law as far as that's concerned. And there's also the two other laws out there, the Ohio Revised Code 345.14-Charlie. They have to provide office space in a memorial building. It's the law. And we have office space down there right now, so they're going to have to build us new office space when they move us down to 280 East Broad Street. They're going to have to provide office space for all of our veterans organizations that want office space down there that have it now. And then, of course, the revised code 345-14 Delta, where you have to have one-stop shopping, and that's basically our veterans outreach services. In the same building where the memorial is, you have to be able to offer that job assistance. You have to be able to offer the CODA assistance, the food assistance, and any of that other assistance that needs to be given to veterans that they're entitled to. And unfortunately, we don't know where this is going.
Well, Malcolm, this issue of removing the names of the war dead, I mean, on some level, it almost seems like desecration. And if something like that happens, you would expect that it would be happening for some grand and noble purpose. But this does look like a land grab by wealthy developers, does it not?
As you brought out in your article in July in the Columbus Free Press, most definitely is, Bob. And it's very unfortunate that it seems that it's greed-driven. And what the veterans have done in the past, and to take a facility such as Vets Memorial now, which is a building that was built as a bomb shelter for the civil defense, effective back in the mid-50s when it was built, and that building is so well built, it's estimated, my understanding is, if we had to replace this building, the way it's built right now, it'd probably be $212 or more million dollars. Even though it was built for about, I think it was about $4 to $5 million back in the 50s, about 1955. And yes, we do need to have all the veterans honored and from all wars, and that was the intent. And this doesn't make any sense to have a building that what they're going to do is tear this one down. That's what they want to do. A building that's 55 or rather it's going on 58, 59 years of age. for a building that is 107 years old. That makes no sense whatsoever. The original building, when they moved to Vets to have the bond issue in 1951, was because the old one was too small and we needed a new one that was larger and a nicer venue that we could do a lot more things with.
Well, John, you've got three elected county commissioners. None, as I understand it, are veterans. In that circumstance, do you feel if one of them was a veteran, they might be treating this situation differently?
You know, I think that's possible. But we have to look at the Franklin County commissioners. When you look at Paula Brooks, she does not, at every veterans event and everything she can possibly say, you know, she states her history going back to the War of 1812. Her family has proudly served. I would tell you that her father is probably doing cheetah flips in his grave right now, knowing that she's voted against veterans. You know, and that is very scary. And Marilyn Brown, look at her. She even told us that she was pro keeping Veterans Memorial. And then she, at the Armed Forces Day luncheon just a couple months ago, she said to Jim Lorimore and Carol Straub, two business leaders in this great community of ours, she said, "I didn't want to tear that place down. I basically had no choice." Now, I would like her to go on the record and explain herself. If she didn't want to tear it down, why did she vote to tear it down? I don't want to say just because they're not veterans that they're anti-veteran or anything like that, because I know so many good people out there that are not veterans that have been just great veteran supporters. I just think, unfortunately, the money has gotten in the way this time, and it has corrupted people that may or may not be honorable in any way, shape, or form, but I think they've gone over the top this time. They just see dollar signs, and they just feel like this is what they need to do.
So, Malcolm, you don't think the return to the older Veterans Memorial building will serve the needs? Why?
Well, I know they made major renovations because it was the Bureau of Elections, and they put a lot of money into that facility. And before that, of course, it was COSI. And it was too small at the time that they made a decision to do the bond issue in 51 to make a new Vets Memorial, which we have now, and I can't foresee how going back there is going to remedy the situation. They are supposed to provide meeting rooms and some facilities, but we're not going to have the 4,000 seat auditorium to have shows or the convention floor space, which that's how they really generated most of the revenue from over the past years, including the Arnold Classic.
Now, John, how did the commissioners come to have such complete control over Veterans Memorial? I thought there was a board. I thought the money was set aside for the veterans. What happened?
You know, that's a great point there. And if you go back and look at the history, it all goes back to when the board ceded ownership over to the county commissioners. And that happened with the addition of the North Hall in 1981. And as the lawyers have looked at this, and we're going to get more opinions on this, but it was basically transferred illegally is what the opinion that we're getting here. And by them building the North Hall onto Veterans Memorial, they got ownership by building that North Hall of the entire facility. So it left from the commission that was managing it, the Veterans Commission that was managing it, over ownership, physically transferred to the Franklin County Commissioners in 1981. And they basically said, everyone we talked to basically says, that we should have been fighting it back in 1981 at the time. Well, I got news for you. Not everyone thought that people would be unethical and never thought that Franklin County Commissioners would turn around and say, "Hey, we got your property now. Now we're going to evict you, and we're taking it to put condos and stores up."
So not only did they build that North Hall and get the building, how did they get the land? They just got the title to it?
It was one shot, one kill. You go back and you look at it, we pulled up all the records and everything transferred. The building and the land, everything transferred in 1981. To the Franklin County Commissioners. And you would think they would be the good stewards that would want to see that thing insured for generations. But again, money talks and the veterans have to walk.
Malcolm, is there still time to stop Veterans Memorial from being knocked down?
Well, that's a good question, Bob. That's why we're here today. We're trying to get the word out, the real true story. I made attempts to go to the local media, and it seems like it's fallen upon deaf ears. I think they're afraid to take they're afraid to go after the power and the money, and that's the main reason why we're here in your program here today.
This is WCRS 98.3, 102.1, your community voice. And I would point out that some of that media has been heavily involved in those who own the Columbus Dispatch, essentially the Daily Monopoly, have been heavily involved in development. So I would suggest perhaps there may be a conflict of interest among the downtown development crowd. So if people came up to you and said, what can we do to help you, what would you tell them, John?
You know, you've got to write to the Dispatch. You got to get letters out there. You've got to contact the media. You've got to do things. You've got to put pressure on these people because they have been ignoring us. We have sent thousands of letters down there, and they just don't get published. And furthermore, you know, you got to contact all the elected officials that are out there. You got to put it in the media. You got to put it out there. You can go to our website. You can sign our petition online. We have thousands and thousands of people that have signed our petition saying, "Don't do this," and we are totally being ignored.
And what's that website they can go to?
That's SaveFC. That's Foxtrot Charlie. SaveFCVets.org. SaveFCVets.org.
Malcolm, as you look at the situation right now, what would you tell people to do? Anything in addition to what John has offered?
I would venture to say what John has said is correct. Try to keep the campaign on SaveVets.org, as well as get in touch with your local representatives, as far as House of Representatives, and as well as your senators for the state, and hopefully they can put some pressure on the county level. As far as taking it to a national level, I don't think that would help, but at this point, who knows? If they can help us out in any way, at this point, we're looking to do whatever we can to save the wrecking ball from hitting Vets Memorial.
Well, it's nearly 9 o'clock on September 9th. Tomorrow morning on September 10th, John Dreska, you plan on going to the Franklin County Commissioners meeting and speaking. You'll get your 3 minutes. What are you going to tell those commissioners tomorrow and our listeners tonight?
Yeah, I'm gonna summarize all that's happened, and I'm gonna summarize where they're going. All the broken promises, I think, need to be highlighted out there. The fact that they were gonna tell us who was on the Glenn Commission, they were gonna tell us how people got elected to the Glenn Commission. The fact that the Ohio Revised Code laws that have been broken. We're gonna talk about the Memorial Hall plan, how there's no parking spaces down there. There's no park plan for parking vouchers. You can't even make a left-hand turn off of Broad Street. The handicap access is abysmal. Everything that they're doing is absolutely, it's wrong, because Vets Memorial is profitable. Tons of taxpayer money is going to be spent to demolish it after you just put tons of money into it. You put new elevators in, tables and chairs, a new parking lot, transformers, chillers on the roof, an auditorium soundboard. All the renovations we've done in the last 2 to 3 years, you're going to demolish it. And the other point of it is, what they need to do is you need to put this to a vote. How can you three people defy the will of 5,000 veterans that have signed on and said, we don't want this building demolished? Put it to a vote. The only way they're keeping this from going to a vote is because they're not raising taxes, because they're taking millions of dollars in a private donation, millions of dollars to keep it off the ballot. If they don't get that donation, and if that donation goes to support veterans instead of going against veterans, then we win. Because we know if this goes on the ballot, there is no way they'll be able to defeat veterans.
Let's get back to that point. What donation are we talking about?
Well, Mr. Wexler's money is, he's going to be donating $25 million to this event to actually tear down Vets Memorial. But his donation is to support Vets. It's not tagged with physically tearing down the building. So they're steering the money how they want to steer the money. I don't know that Mr. Wexner knows one way or the other, to be honest with you. I'm just saying that he doesn't
give. So they get a $25 million donation from Les Wexner for veterans, and they're going to use the money to destroy Veterans Memorial?
Exactly. That's where the corruption comes in right there.
Yeah, I mean, it just seems ludicrous on the surface. So this money comes in, earmarked for veterans. All the veterans I know, and you know far more than me, except for a few who are on other people's payrolls.
The CDDCs.
Yeah. All of them are saying don't tear it down, so they're going to take that money for veterans and knock down the Veterans Memorial, where the names of the dead are, where the services are provided, and it's in the black. How do you justify that, Malcolm?
You can't, and unfortunately, there's been efforts to contact Mr. Lester Wexner, to sit down with him, and reveal the story as we're trying to get the truth out, and to see exactly where he wanted his money to go towards. And if he wants to spend his money to have the Lester Wexner put on a building or whatever to be remembered this way, this certainly is not the way to go.
What else are you going to tell them?
You know, there's one point here that we're going to spring on them, because they don't think we know, but we do know, because we saw the trucks in the parking lot, and some of us went over and started talking to some folks that were working down there. But as soon as they knock that building down and start tearing into it, it is a hazmat. It is a biohazard site. So as soon as they start tearing into that building, the bill just went from $40 million to $100-some million to tear the building down, because they're going to have to do remediation of at least 7 different places where there is hazardous materials underneath the ground. And if they don't do anything, it stays sealed and encapsulated. When they crack it open, they're going to say they didn't know about this. We already know what their game plan is. So when they crack into it, we're going to have a major hazmat condition here in Columbus.
So you're going to reveal this tomorrow to the Franklin County Commissioners?
Absolutely. Well, they already know about it.
Okay, so...
But they don't publicly...
How do they already know about this?
Well, because the people that are down there are working for them. The people that are down... The trucks, the guys that went down there...
So their contractors, people that they're paying, are down there working... And is it, what is it, asbestos?
Oh, no. Asbestos is a totally different issue, and they'll have to work with remediating the asbestos, which is actually something that we, from our veterans plan, we had an asbestos mediation remediation plan in there. This just happened to be a couple veterans were paying attention, and when they saw hazardous material trucks sitting on the parking lot down there, and they were taking core samples in the parking lot, just happen to go up and ask them questions.
Do we know what kind of material they'll be exposing Central Ohio to?
We are not exactly certain, but let's remember that this was a rail yard.
Right.
So we do know that there's fuel tanks and a lot of oils and stuff that are buried underneath the ground there that were encapsulated and sealed and basically can be left unless if they're disturbed, then we have the problem.
All right, so you're predicting that the cost of knocking down Vets Memorial will go up dramatically?
By the tens of millions is what we're estimating right now.
Malcolm, how can we save the taxpayers' money? Should we save Vets? Would that do it?
I would think that would save a lot of money by keeping the same venue we have there now, put some additional funds into it to make it up to speed for attracting other venues or other groups that want to come in and use the facilities, and they had plans for that. In fact, the plan that the Veterans Memorial Committee had is viable, and we ought to implement that plan.
John, what if I said Vets Memorial, it's old, it's antiquated, it doesn't serve the needs of the veterans, needs to be knocked down, we need something new and shiny?
Yeah, you're basically taking the position of the CDDC. That's exactly what they said when they came before council with their plan and everything like that. Well, I will tell you that we have since, and again, it's very unethical, but in 2012, they were sending people in there, and we got suspicious then when we saw people with demolition trucks out there, and they were looking at the building and studying it. I am telling you that the quality of that building, they need to put some money in it. There's no doubt about it. It needs to be brought up to needs to be continued to be brought up, but to the standards of 2014. But we can make that place a terrific facility going forward. The marble in there is unbelievable, and it's thick. The granite, the marble, everything. It is a wonderful building. Could sustain a nuclear attack.
But but this is the town that destroyed and now regrets it, one of the great train stations in the Midwest. I mean, on a certain basic level, they have made these downtown developers, because somebody gets paid to knock it down and somebody gets paid to build it again. I mean, they destroyed the modern building that looked like the Jetsons building there on Broad Street. They destroyed the railroad tracks. These are architectural crimes against our culture. When you talk about the marble, do you see this issue catching on in a way where people can understand it and realize, you know, how absurd it is to keep knocking these buildings down that have such great historical value?
You know, that is, you've stolen my thunder right there. These are places that you go, and for people like myself, you know, I've been going to that building as a volunteer working on the Columbus Veterans Day Parade and the Armed Forces Day luncheon out of that building and all the MilVets events for about 18 years. And when you go into that building and you see the plaques and you see the marble and you walk down the hallways, it's almost like being in an outer body experience. It's very religious. To go in there and spend time and look at that. My father-in-law is a Korean War veteran. My father is 2 tours in Vietnam. I've had 3 tours myself. And it's amazing to be in a place where you know that your father, your grandfather, your grandfather's grandfather, you know, all the way back, you look, and the building has just got so much culture, and if the walls could speak, they would just tell you so much of the history and the famous people. I met Ron Rosser there for the first time, the most heavily decorated veteran in Ohio, Congressional Medal of Honor recipient. He was actually down there in July speaking to them at the Franklin County Commissioners, telling them what a great tragedy this was. They didn't even recognize him. They didn't even stand for a Congressional Medal of Honor recipient. And what they actually did is they let their CDDC spokesman attack a Congressional Medal of Honor recipient in the hallway, verbally attack him, and tell him that he had no right to be there, that their person was going to speak for all veterans.
So, what, you pick one veteran who's official and connected to the payroll, and he gets to tell a Congressional Medal of Honor winner that he can't exercise his First Amendment rights? I mean, that just seems so bizarre. I mean, these are constitutional rights.
And I won't even say his name because it's not worthy of it. But he's not from Ohio. He's not from Franklin County. He never even put foot in the building till 9 days after December 3rd when he said, let's tear this place down. And, you know, he even came to my place of work to talk to my bosses about my own behavior. So they will stop at nothing.
Well, yeah, the ghost of Joe McCarthy is still with us today. I mean, that to me, that's McCarthyism. When citizens speak out, when veterans who have earned the right more than any others come forward to exercise those rights and you try to intimidate them, it's something a free society cannot tolerate. What would you like to tell the listeners, Malcolm, before we close?
I would say that the venue that they have projected to replace vets is inadequate, in as much as, yeah, it's shiny
that
and glistening.
That was state-of-the-art in 1951,
right.
You can see
right.
That.
Right, in 1951, 1955. But, hey, to go from a building that's 59 years old, tear it down, to go back to one that's 108 years old, makes no sense whatsoever.
And the sad part, I think if somebody wanted that old building, they would move you again.
Absolutely.
If someone said, let's redevelop this building.
Because as it said in your article, this is a greed-driven land grab.
And I stand by that. John, any last thoughts for the listeners?
Yeah, we'd like everyone to go out to our website again, savefcvets.org. You can see them yanking the microphone out of veterans' hands when they're trying to talk about what we need for developing, you know, and revitalizing Vets Memorial. And sign our petition out there. Please get out there, sign the petition, and we'll get it up to the Franklin County Commissioners.
All right, thanks for being on the show. This is Bob Fitrakis signing off. bringing you the other side of the news.
Thank you very much, Bob. We appreciate it.
Hey, really appreciate the time, sir.
And good luck tomorrow speaking to the Franklin County Commissioners.